Live and local,
Adelaide's 88.7 Coast FM.
Yes, and we one of the great things about community radio is we have the opportunity to get music sent to us online, and we listen to the music and we say, we make a judgment whether we like it or we don't like it. And this gentleman came across my email path. His name is Andy Michels, and we welcome him to Coast FM. Good morning, Andy, over there in beautiful Perth.
Yes, I'm in Mandurah, Western Australia, and the sun is actually shining today.
Ah, lovely. You probably get a little bit warmer than what we do here in Adelaide. We're only expecting a maximum today of only 16 degrees here. What about yourself over there?
Well, I think probably it might be a little bit more than that. Maybe, hopefully, we might reach 19 or 20, but not much difference.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, as I said, Andy, I came across your music which was sent to me on, I think, Music and Film was one of those sites that sent. Oh, I thought, this guy's interesting. And I listened to your album, which has just been released, which is called Incendiary Heart, isn't it?
Incendiary Heart.
Incendiary
yes.
Heart, that's right. And I just loved it. And I came across this revisited album of yours, and that's where I picked that particular track from that I kicked off with, Angel. And congratulations on some great music.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Yeah, and I really appreciate it. And I'm glad your listeners have a chance to listen as well.
Well, that's one of the great things about community radio, isn't it? We can focus on the local product. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Andy.
I'm about our age, Roy. So in our late teens. I've been playing music, writing music for years and years, and it's just by chance that I couldn't stop recording, and I put Revisited, my album last year, out, and a radio station in the UK picked it up and said, well, can we play this song? And actually, it wasn't my intention to have any radio play at all, because I was actually trying to get some sort of movie and soundtrack
right
on some playlists. And from there, it sort of went through Europe and then to America. And then I realised, well, perhaps, you know, my forte is actually radio play and not movies after all. So.
Yeah, no, and you're basically, you know, you're a singer-songwriter, you're a bit of a poet. And tell us a little bit about the style of music that you basically love to perform and record.
I think the melody is important, but with the melody, you've got to have a lyric set, you know, that people can identify with, listen to, appreciate, and take their own interpretation from those lyrics. And I seem to be a lot of people are sort of picking up on that. Well, you know, what great intelligent lyrics, you know, and I can really identify with that. So rather than just have a song out there, you know, which is I love you, yeah, or something, you know. The idea is just a little bit more than that, a little bit more emotional impact.
And this, we'll talk about your latest album shortly, but, you know, how many albums have you come up with?
This is, I think, my fifth album.
Okay.
Revisited came out last year, which has got the Angel song on it that you just played. But
yep.
I hadn't done an album prior to that, probably for 10 or 12 years.
Right.
I'd virtually left the game. It was just too hard. And like I said, it was just by chance that I did do another album. It was something inside was telling me to do it. And definitely no regrets now, because it's just been awesome.
Yeah. So you've done a little bit of touring over the time as well. You've worked in Australia for many years, and you've toured Asia and China as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in my little bit younger days, a few years ago, but I try, and I'm been invited to America 3 or 4 times now to do some touring and guest appearances. And I guess, well, you know, I better bite the bullet and make up my mind and maybe jump on an aeroplane sometime this year. So.
Yeah, I think you should, because this album is taking the world by storm, isn't it? It's getting rave reviews around the place.
Yeah, it's only been out like 2 or 3 weeks, and
yeah,
a couple of reviews, US reviews, came over the weekend, and they're just saying, "Wow, yeah, it's just awesome." So that's great. great news, yeah.
Now, last week I played this particular track. We'll just do a little couple of snippets of some of the music you got on this album, Darling It Hurts. Just to explain a little bit about the lyrics of this particular song.
I knew you were going to ask me that. Darling It Hurts, and funny enough, everyone knows Paul Kelly, and he had a song out the same name a long time ago, but I've actually had this song for a while, and I came back in the studio about 3 or 4 months ago and totally redid this song, and the result that you heard is with the ukulele, and it's come out, it's beautiful, yeah. Mm. And the lyrics, you know, again, it's just, you know, it's about relationships, and obviously relationships affect every single one of us, and in this particular song it probably didn't work out that well, but, you know, it's about somebody that's got, you know, enduring love for someone else that's not with him. So.
Yeah, and the production of this album is first class as well. I think it's really, really, you know, a first class production on this album.
Yeah, no, thanks, Roy. And I guess in this day and age, we have to do that. Yeah, in the old days, it's sort of, you could put something out and hoping you get away with it. But the whole idea is the production, the mixing, the arrangements, the whole lot is virtually to get people listening and stay listening. Yeah, and the reviews over the week and said the emotional impact on these songs just leaves people sort of wow, you know, which is just what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, you've hit a winner here, mate. Just have another snippet of Only Love Knows the Meaning of Goodbye, another beautiful song.
Nowhere to run, and the time isn't right. You don't want to go back where you belong. You're trapped halfway up. You can't go back down, so you keep hanging on. But you're compromising to not when I miss you. And the good field you traveled by, do you wish you were young, or do you wish you were old?
Oh, yeah, another great song there. And the lyrics are great in that. And you've written every lyric on this particular album?
I wrote everything, and I tend to get a lot of my inspirations like 2 o'clock in the morning when most normal people are asleep. And I can spend 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the night just, you know, just coming up with arrangements and stuff like that. And if the song's good enough, hopefully in the morning when I wake up, I'll remember it.
Yeah. It's amazing how, you know, a storyteller like yourself does come up with a lyric. I've spoken to lots of different entertainers over the years, and they all tell me the same story. A song may come to you in a matter of half an hour or so, or it may take weeks. It's just, how would you describe your songwriting ability? Come to you quickly or take time?
Oh, it's probably a bit of both, Roy. I mean, like I say, sometimes it'll come to me even in my dreams. I'll have a melody come to me and sort of, you know, I'll actually wake up and have this melody running through my head, and it's like, oh, well, you know, this is awesome. And the lyrics, you know, lyrics as well, you know, there'd be a snatch of a conversation or even in the fine print, you know, just a line or two, and I'll read that and go, wow, you know, I could do something with that, you know, that's awesome. And the result, obviously, is a song, you know, which is going to encompass the melody as well as the lyrics.
And this next song that I'm just going to give you a snippet of to the audience is exactly that. Only change stays the same. Interesting.
Stays the same. A galaxy spawns a billion stars, each one so near, each one so far.
Yeah, the whole album is just full of great songs and great lyrics, and you know, as I say, I've got to keep commenting on how good it is, because I absolutely love it. And you know, with me, with music, if I listen to the song, the first 10-15 seconds it grabs me, then that's my secret. Oh, I like this music, I like this guy singing, and you just fit perfectly into that category.
Oh, thanks, Wes. I appreciate it. Very kind words. Thank you.
And you've had a... Tell us a little bit about yourself. You had a big car accident going back a number of years, and tell us a little bit about that. You were temporarily incapacitated, and that prompted you to pick up the guitar.
Yeah, I was in my early 20s and being young and stupid, as we all were, I think, some stage in our lives, and going a bit too fast, and ended up in the middle of a tree, and I came off worse than the tree, and I was actually airlifted to hospital, and the convalescing period was, you know, like 6 or 8 months, and I picked up a guitar during that time, and it sort of started from there.
Right. So did music just come naturally to you, or did you sort of have to work pretty hard to play the guitar?
It's pretty well natural, because my mum, my inspiration was my mum, and she played guitar, and anybody, and I think a lot of people in Adelaide would know in our days, we came from the country, my parents were wheat and sheep farmers, and you had to make your own entertainment. My mum used to rock up, you know, either at the footy or local footy, or the tennis with her guitar, and just enthral everybody after the game. And I remember just sort of sitting there by the campfire watching her, thinking, wow, I'm going to do this one day.
It's amazing. So did you take formal lessons, or?
No, I never had a music lesson in my life.
That's
I tried once, and I didn't know how to write those little squiggly bits, so I gave up.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's obviously in your veins, and, you know, the music is inspires you. Who influenced you in your younger days musically?
Oh, my mum always had Cat Stevens on the record player,
right.
and Neil Diamond, Cat Stevens, all the 60s and 70s contemporary artists, I never forgot them, and I guess they have been my sort of inspiration, yeah. And of course we've got our own Paul Kelly
he's great, and, isn't he? He's a great storyteller as well. John Williamson, another one. Great storytellers and poets as well. It's fantastic. But, I mean, you look at your life and you sort of say, okay, you're coming to a crescendo now in respect to your music. Everybody's loving it. Your goals in future, what do you want to do from here on in?
I think keep being myself, Roy. I mean, I'm so appreciative that, you know, everyone has pain and hurt and for people to pick up that in my songs, the fact, you know, there's that emotional aspect there, and, you know, we're all on this planet together, and we're all, you know, we're all part of the same family, really, and it's life's journey that we have to visit and experience, and hopefully come out better at the other end.
Yeah, fantastic. I agree with you 100%. And that's one of the great things about music, is that it can touch every emotion, and it just lifts you to a different level with the emotion.
That's right, yeah. And, I mean, I was scared when Revisited came out last year. But, well, people actually going to know what I'm feeling and thinking and what I'm writing about. I was nearly going to change my name, you know.
Keep doing what you're doing, because you know, everyone's going to love what you do, and you just got to get it out there, and hopefully that will happen. And I'm going to play the title track off your new album. Tell us a little bit about this particular track.
Yeah, this is a fairly recent song. It's only I virtually wrote it the day before I went in the studio. Again, as I said, this melody going through my head, and incendiary. I picked up that word somewhere. Obviously, it means burning, and I thought, well, yeah, incendiary,
yeah, burning.
Heart, and I thought, well, you know, it could be a song about this. So, and the result is probably what you're going to hear. So.
Yeah, and the cover's great of your heart burning.
Yeah, no, that was, it's a wonder what you can do. If I say pictures can say it, can tell a thousand words, and I think that the picture of incendiary heart sort of does it.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to go out with that now. If people want a copy of this album, where do they need to go, Andy?
Only got a Google search me now, just Andy Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, and incendiary heart's on Spotify and iTunes, and my website's there as well, and I can read some reviews as well.
Beautiful. Well, I can guarantee you will not be disappointed when you hear this album, and over the forthcoming weeks, I'm heading to the USA and in another 9 days' time, so I'll be listening to the stations over there, see if I can hear it over there, but when I come back, I'll be playing this album over the weeks ahead, so I just love it. It's great.
Great, thanks, Roy. Much appreciated. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And thank you for coming on board today. I rang Andy up. I got in touch with him on Facebook, gave him a call, and the rest is history. And thank you for being so obliging.
You're welcome, Roy. Thanks.
Here's that title track. And good luck with the future, mate. We look forward to the next chapter of Andy Michaels. Bye for now. And just hold the line, if you wouldn't mind.